possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Teddy Swims.
So how
was the show?
Was it good? Was it so fun? Good.
Where was he, Starlight?
He was at Starlight, my favorite venue in town, you know that. Mm-hmm. And we secured those seats 1 year ago.
No kidding.
And just a man. He ended with The Door, and my goodness.
That's what that song was.
It was sold out. It was 75 degrees at Starlight. He is this big teddy bear, big tattooed.
Is he performing in shorts?
Yep, big tattooed okay. Teddy bear. He comes out, and I was mesmerized by his voice. It is exactly as he sounds.
And
if you have not discovered the gift that is Teddy Swims, Run, Do Not Walk. I didn't know this. He shot to fame during COVID playing covers of other band songs on YouTube. He just would pick up a guitar and start singing and has this booming, incredible
voice.
My God. Yeah. And at some point, the record label picked him up, and then he just went stratospheric. So it was whole one. And you know what? Every age, every gender, every race, I don't think he has a typical fan.
How would you describe the music? It's a very unique sound.
Oh, God.
It's rock meets a little bit. You can hear a little bit of blues in there.
A little bit of country.
Yeah.
Pull up a little Lose Control, Sam, because that's the one most people are going to know, although The Door was a pretty big hit. I don't think he should be put in a box. And I'll tell you this. When we looked around at Starlight.
You don't put baby in a corner.
You do not. His people that listen to him can't be put in a box either.
So.
Ugh.
I hear a lot of blues and a lot of country in this song.
But then once he picks it up a little bit, it gets a little rocky.
Mm-hmm.
Out of my mind.
God, he did Lose Control, and I about lost control of my bladder and my excitement.
Okay.
I was like, there's my song. Anyway.
Could anybody else around you hear him singing?
Yes.
No.
Yes, and here's why.
I've been to a show with her. I've been to several. You don't get to hear the actual artist.
His voice is so loud and so booming, you could hear it across town. So everyone was singing, but you could not hear anyone singing, if that makes sense. I promise.
And I've been to Paul McCartney. Train, Def Leppard, and there's got to be a couple others.
There's a handful others.
I don't ever remember hearing anything from Train, Def Leppard, or Paul McCartney.
Listen, you can't hear me.
Yeah.
Yes, I can.
That's just me laughing because he's so good.
Well, I owe you a huge thank you.
Okay, let's talk about it.
So Saturday morning, we wake up, and, you know, we're putzing around the house, and everybody's getting ready. And, well, by everybody, I mean me and T. And she said, I have somewhere to take you.
She has a surprise for you.
And I go, what? And she goes, we're going on a little adventure today.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay. And she goes, just get in the car, and when we get there, you'll know.
Okay.
And I said, all right, fine.
Did she tell you how this unfolded?
I didn't find out until afterwards that you were the reason behind it.
Yes.
That you had messaged her and said, you have to take Scott to this place. And so we get there at like, I don't know, 10 o'clock in Saturday morning. And I just, I had never even heard of this place.
Really?
No. It's called the Toy and Miniature Museum.
Yes.
And it's on the campus of UMKC or right next to it.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. And I looked at her and I go, why are we here? I said, first of all, I've never heard of it, but why are we here? And she said, I have to take you inside.
Yep.
They have the largest Star Wars action figure collection I have ever seen in my entire life. In fact, there's a Chewbacca action figure still in its case.
Oh, yeah.
That is locked behind glass.
Oh, yeah.
Don't even think about touching it.
Do you guys remember the little C-3PO case? It opened like a book, and you could put all of your action figures in it, mm-hmm. and it would close.
It was more like a
suitcase,
like a
almost
briefcase.
Yeah. So I'm reading in the Kansas City Star last week that this unparalleled Star Wars figurine collection,
my God,
is in town. I got tickets for us to go, and then I texted Tasha and I said, you've got to take Scott to this. And we don't have tickets for another, we go this weekend.
Well, you can just walk in. We just walked in.
Yeah. And I spoiled the surprise this weekend because I said to Johnny, I said, I have something, a fun little date I want us to go do. It's something you've never done. I guarantee you, you've never been.
It was fun.
And I said, Scott's going this weekend.
But there's more there than just the Star Wars action figures.
Oh, all of the toys from our childhood.
So they have like G.I. Joe.
Yes.
They have a bunch of doll houses that are just so intricate. You're like, how did somebody even make that?
Yeah.
You know, and I believe it's two stories tall. And, you know, the Star Wars action figures take up the bulk of the display.
Yeah.
But there's a lot more to it than that.
The nostalgia just, I knew when people our age walk in, you are just going to be overcome with, oh my gosh, I used to play with these in the basement of my grandma's toy box. Like, it's all the stuff you played with growing up.
All I did was point and go, yeah, I had that.
Uh-huh.
I had that. I had that. Wish I still had it all.
I knew that we had that museum in the city, but I went to UMKC and didn't even know it was right next to UMKC.
It's right next. It's on right off Ward Parkway.
Huh.
So how long did it take you to get through it?
We were there, I would say 45 minutes. I mean, it's not huge.
Yeah.
But it's not small either. And we were there probably about 45 minutes, and then we had brunch at Classic Cup.
Yep.
On the plaza, which was nice. And anyway, we get in the car after brunch, and I said, how did you even know about this place? And she goes, Dana texted me. I go, Dana Wright. And she goes, yeah. She said, Scott would love this place. You've got to take him.
Yep.
And I did. I loved it.
I'm so glad.
It was so much fun.
The exhibit, for those of you who want to go, I think it's $10 to get in.
It's
called
right.
The Nostalgia Awakens Retro Kenner Star Wars Action Figure Toys. And they did an interview with the guy that owns most of them. And I think coming up, there are a couple of nights where he will be speaking about his collection. It's really, really cool. The guy's name is Duncan Jenkins. He will be speaking coming up September 18th about his collection. Listen to this. The Force is strong at the National Museum of Toys and Miniatures.
It is strong. I mean, there are a lot of Star Wars toys.
He has one of the largest private collections of Star Wars memorabilia in the world. He started collecting in the summer of 1977.
A couple of people on the text line are asking, it is just south and west of the UMKC campus. So right off Brookside Boulevard and 52nd Street, roughly.
Yeah. It's really cool. The other than the Star Wars action figures and, you know, the Millennium Falcon and all the other things that they had, the vast majority of the stuff in there is the collection of two women from Kansas City who collected dollhouses and dolls.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm not going to say they were hoarders of this kind of stuff, but it got to the point where they were like, we can't keep all this stuff in our house.
Yeah, somebody's got it.
We might as well put it on display.
Good.
And let people see what we've collected over the years. So most of the stuff is from two women. And then the Star Wars stuff is, as you mentioned, some man's private collection. And when we were leaving on Saturday, I went to the front desk and I said, this is like a hidden gem.
Yeah.
You guys need to advertise or, you know, get the word out. And there was a decent amount of people in there on Saturday morning, but it wasn't packed. And I'm like, this is the greatest hidden gem in this city.
I'm looking at some of the interiors of the dollhouses.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Scott is right. Think like Windsor Castle.
Yeah.
With chandeliers and tiny little
wooden
gold
chairs.
Wooden chairs. My goodness.
Rugs.
That's really, really cool.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Sam Stevie the Third. She is Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It's my first concert, by the way.
Juice Newton?
Then slowly turn away. Oh, yeah. I went to Juice Newton with one of my mom's friends in second grade, and I purchased a button that said Juice Newton, and I wore it to elementary school the next day, and everyone made fun of me.
I wonder why.
And there, they were thankful that they could only hear Dana.
Wow. Very nice. Very nice.
Like, she rocked it. And everyone was like, what are you talking
about? Can you name one other song?
Yes, Playing with the Queen of Hearts.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Playing with the Queen of
Hearts. She has a pretty deep catalog, Scott.
I don't think that's accurate.
And I know because I'm president of her fan club.
Name one more.
Sweetest Thing. I love that song.
Ooh.
The Sweetest Thing. Is she still living?
Let me find out.
Seven down. Yep, that
oh,
was
I
my...
Oh, I know that song.
Is yeah. Loving you.
Yeah. That's fun.
Yeah.
She is still alive. She's 73.
Okay.
Man, she got better looking the older she got.
Really?
Yeah.
Good. Good for her.
Beautiful.
Good for her.
Okay. The top pet names are out for 2025.
Okay.
Lizzie on there?
Lizzie did not make the list. Mm. Lily did.
Oh, Lily.
Coming in at number 9.
I've noticed more and more people are naming their animals like...
regular human
yeah,
names.
Yeah, like Sam's dog, Barb.
Well, like my niece, Lydia, her dog's name is Christopher.
I had a neighbor once whose dog was Doug, and I thought
Doug.
That was a hilarious dog name. Is Max on there?
Max is number 6.
Yeah.
Yep.
Always
I've heard of dogs named
favorite.
Tucker before. I like Tucker.
No Tucker?
No.
Ooh.
But I will say this, and especially for cats, very human names.
Oh, is Kelsey on there?
No.
Dana, Luna is always on the list.
The world does not revolve around Kansas City.
I think I disagree.
Okay. What'd you say, Sam?
Luna is always on the list for dogs.
Luna is number one in all categories.
Luna?
Luna.
All number categories?
Number one for cats, number one for dogs, and number one for pets in general. Luna.
Luna.
Number one.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I got nothing.
Okay. Spot?
No.
No.
Well, I think we're past those days.
I don't know. Max is still on there.
Buddy.
Buddy.
Leo is number 10.
Okay.
This is for all pets.
Okay.
Lily is number 9. Lola is number 8.
Lola?
Mm-hmm.
That's my babysitter's name growing up.
Rosie is number 7.
L-O-L-A.
Max is 6.
Okay.
Daisy is 5.
Daisy.
Charlie is 4. Bella 3. Lucy 2. And Luna number 1.
Are these specifically female dog names?
These are just pets. No, because I got a Max and a Charlie in there.
How well, I had a Max and a Charlie, and both were female.
By the way, the number one pet name in Kansas is Luna. Number one pet name in Missouri is Charlie.
Really? How much sports did you all watch over the weekend? Don't lie. In hours.
5.
Sam?
Less than 1.
Really?
I was busy.
Oh, my goodness.
I watched the Man City game on Saturday morning.
We had soccer. We had college football. We had NFL.
Oh,
we had the PGA Tour.
You're right. No. I'm upping my total.
Oh, yeah.
8. So we did Man City Saturday morning. Then we went to the museum.
Yep.
Then we did KU on Saturday night. Was it Saturday night?
New stadium. Yes. Everybody I know was there.
And then we did the Yankees Red Sox last night on ESPN.
Okay. I knew you were lying.
It was a mistake.
Like, did you get up this morning and feel like, oh
football season is here.
Do I need a sweater?
I'm going up higher. We watched about a half of the Royals game yesterday because it was on over-the-air broadcast.
We did too, and they won one. I was excited about that.
We watched a lot of sports.
This was a big sports weekend for us. Did you see Tommy Fleetwood finally won one? 156 starts, I think, on the tour.
Who the hell's Tommy
and
Fleetwood?
I've been trying my hardest. The PGA Tour. Fleetwood won yesterday. His little boy that we play on the air all the time.
Yeah,
I've been doing my hardest to get it over the green. I've been practicing as hard as I can. Just not reaching it this year, but I'm just trying my hardest.
Good for you, young man.
God, I love that family. So he won.
Good.
KU won. The Royals won yesterday.
K-State did not win.
Barely lost in Ireland. We listened to that on the radio.
Probably had something to do with the flags.
Did you see that? Yes, yeah, Scott. All of the flags in Ireland, they're learning about football.
They had the Kansas State flag. Not the K-State flag.
Let's just say there was an intern responsible for that. And I say was because they're not an intern anymore.
I don't know. They're learning. Little bit of an unfortunate headline out of that game.
So the Kansas State quarterback.
Oh, I feel so bad for him.
Avery Johnson. Apparently his dad and his brother released a statement yesterday after a video went viral on social media showing a fight between dad and son following the Wildcats' opening season loss in Ireland.
It was like fisticuffs.
According to CBS Sports, Mark Johnson was seen getting into a fight outside of the stadium in Dublin with his other son, Anthony. No arrests were made. Quoting here from Mark and Anthony Johnson, the dad and brother of K-State's quarterback, "We sincerely apologize for our actions following yesterday's football game in Ireland. Senseless bickering escalated into an unnecessary fight."
Oh, keep watching. I mean, they're on the ground, rolling around.
They're on the pavement.
Other fans are stepping in to pull them apart. Like, what are you doing?
Did they have one too many Guinnesses?
I don't know.
Somebody said, when
in Ireland. I don't know.
Really putting the fighting in fighting Irish.
The two family members say they regret the incident and are committed to making sure that it doesn't happen again. All right.
Father-son fisticuffs. You don't see that you know.
I would have never in a million years gotten into a fight with my dad.
It looks like it was the dad on top of the son, for most of it.
Yeah, I think you're right. I feared my father. Feared is the wrong word. Respected him enough that I would have never thrown a fist at my dad. And would you please stop picking that imaginary hair on your chin?
I can't.
I thought we got the no-no chin razor.
We did, and then it grows back.
No, do you have the no-no chin razor?
I just feel bad. Could we go back to the story just for a second while I continue to try to pull that thing?
You've been pulling it for 30 minutes.
It remains unclear what led to the fight in the first place outside of the stadium. Another voice can be heard saying, "Dad, stop. This breaks my heart." Because
it's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing. You know, you're in another country trying to represent the school. Everybody's wearing purple.
Well, there was probably a lot of alcohol consumed.
Well, I know, but like, I've consumed a lot of alcohol. It's never occurred to me to jack my mom in the face.
Do we know who started it?
No.
We don't.
I mean, it would be more common, I would think, for the son to mouth off to dad and dad to say, "I brought you into this world.
I'll take you out.
I'll take you out." Yeah.
And at that point, do you swing back?
I feel so bad for the quarterback because he's playing the game, or I don't know if this was before the game or after the game, and now the media's
going to ask him. I think it was after.
Good Lord.
Senseless bickering escalated into an unnecessary fight. Aren't most fights unnecessary? We're using too many words here.
It depends.
I would agree with you there, Sam. If somebody calls your mother a name that is unthinkable, I can see most people go, "All right, you can't talk to my mother that way."
But would you fight somebody over words?
I wouldn't, but I can certainly see a handful of scenarios where something said leads to a physical response. Not saying it's okay.
Or, you know, you're walking down the street and you see an unsuspecting mature woman carrying her purse, and a ne'er-do-well runs up and grabs the purse.
Well, but those aren't words. That's an action. And somebody is stealing something from her or trying to hurt her.
I'm going to remember how fast I can run really fast.
Yeah. I'm not saying that there's never a time to fight. What I'm saying is if it's over words, I'm probably not getting into a fight.
Right. Let alone with a family member the streets of Dublin.
I mean, my brother and I have wrestled.
Wrestled fighting?
Wrestled for fun.
Okay, wrestled for fun.
I have never been in a physical altercation with my brother. No. And I could never imagine a scenario when I would. Over what? You dissed me?
I don't know, Scott. I don't know.
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Details of a story out of Leavenworth County have just gotten worse over the last week or so. We had this story in our stack, I want to say since Friday.
What is it with my town?
It's awful. Let's start with this. A Leavenworth County woman has been sentenced to 12 months in jail after pleading guilty to theft stemming from a 2024 incident at Walmart. And when I read about the story, she got a year in jail for theft. Not saying theft's okay, but when I saw a year, I was like, all right, what's going on here?
Seems a bit extreme.
So according to court records, Tara Ann Huerta, 40 years old, unlawfully obtained store merchandise valued at less than $1,500 on or about April 12th of last year from the Leavenworth Walmart. Police were dispatched to the store after employees reported she had left without paying. Investigators said she switched barcodes on merchandise to avoid paying full price. So this isn't skip scanning. This is when you take a barcode from one thing that's cheap, stick it on like a television set, and scan celery for the TV, right, Sam?
This also indicates that it was more than one incident, right? Because
when she
was barcode switching was when she didn't get caught, paid her tab, left.
Right.
And then she decided that she was going to take it a step further. I almost said allegedly, but she's been convicted. And she walked out without paying. And that's when the customer, the greeter said, "Hey, you didn't pay. What are you doing?" And they keep a file of that, just like Target does.
Right.
Walmart keeps a file of every single person that steals anything. And they went back and looked and found, oh, you've been barcode switching.
So lo and behold, this turns out to be the same woman who is also charged in the fentanyl poisoning death of a three-year-old.
Oh.
So when you look up the name, which is what I did because I thought, why did she get 12 months for barcode swapping?
Right.
I don't know if it's because they knew. Like, I don't know in what order these things happened, or to Sam's point, if they had a file on her. You can't really convict somebody. Like, let's say they had a file on her. They thought she had done the barcode thing 12 times. Okay. You can only convict her of the one that you have in front of you.
So go back to the fentanyl death.
Yes.
I think we've buried the lead here.
Everybody did. It turns out she is the same woman.
So the proper order of everything here, the child, the three-year-old, died, I believe, back in March.
It's terrible.
She was arrested in August. Her co-defendant arrested a few days later, charged with first-degree murder.
But people are going to prison for decades on fentanyl deaths. We've had we had one guy last week. I can't remember what city it was in. Might have been Kansas City. Who knows? Where he got like 25 years in prison for a fentanyl death.
The theft happened in 2024.
So it was an entire year prior, Scott.
Yeah.
So the moral of all of this story is she's likely never getting out. Now, this is someone who is making bad choices all the way around.
Clearly.
She and another defendant are that's the same name of the woman who is charged in that sad, awful case where the three-year-old died of fentanyl poisoning.
Huh. Absolutely listed as a horrible. Three-year-old in her care, by the way, not have her own three-year-old.
Yeah, have they said, I've heard in her care, do you know any relationship between this woman?
I don't believe there has been any confirmed relationship.
Absolutely terrible. Her next court appearance is scheduled for next Wednesday in Leavenworth County, and we'll update you on that as information comes in.
So, as you probably heard over the weekend, Lyle Menendez was also denied parole on Friday, keeping him behind bars with his younger brother, Eric, whose parole was denied on Thursday, as Lyle Menendez, 57, attended the hearing remotely from prison in San Diego. Parole Commissioner Julie Garland commended him for his behavior in prison, including his lack of violence, his work on programs, and his positive relationships with other inmates and staff. She also noted his strong support network and solid plans for a post-release life. But she said the panel found that there are still signs that he poses a risk to the public.
He does not pose a risk to the public.
Said Garland, who is one of the commissioners, you have been a model inmate in many ways who has demonstrated the potential for change. But despite all those outward positives we see, you still struggle with antisocial personality traits like deception, minimization, rule breaking that lie beneath that positive surface. He has had illegal possession of cell phones in prison.
It would be the laundry list that the new DA laid out in his speech of all of the things that they have done that violate prison rules behind bars.
I was disappointed. I was not surprised.
So when is he up for
parole
again?
Because it's another 3 years.
3 years.
There's too much heat on this case, and no one wants to be in office when they do the right thing and let them out.
Well, and I think it was Jesse who made a pretty good point on Friday. If you think you're in for the rest of your life, are you going to follow the rules?
That was my point.
Oh, sorry. You had a great point on Friday where if you think you're in for the rest of your life, are you going to follow the rules? And maybe now that they know they have a chance, if they're squeaky clean for the next 3 years, maybe they'll
get no, Sam. You know why? Because it's political, period. It's political. This is not about rules. This is about no one wanting to be on the parole board or being in the governor's office or being in any office when you say it's time to let them go. They don't want to touch it politically.
Well, Gavin Newsom clearly has presidential ambitions.
He's not going to touch it.
And he, even if they had recommended release, he still has the authority to say no. He did that with Sirhan Sirhan.
Does he have the authority to say yes now that they have said no?
Yes.
He won't.
He can grant them clemency.
You know he won't.
Well, because if they get out and go and commit a crime, you know what's going to be on the front page of every newspaper in the country? Menendez brothers commit crime. Yeah. Gavin Newsom, let him out.
Well, and let's be honest. Everybody knows in 2028, Gavin Newsom is running for president. There's no question about it. Do you want that coming up in every debate? Will you let the cold-blooded killer Menendez brothers out of prison? And then if they do reoffend, God forbid, I mean, you might as well just kiss your plans to move into the White House goodbye.
One of the things that everyone's forgetting is that Jose Menendez was a monster.
Allegedly.
He's long dead. I'm not saying that you get to be the judge, the jury, and the executioner because of what was going on in that house. But there are people outside of that family who have come forward saying they were rape victims of Jose Menendez. Mm-hmm. Very powerful record executive at the time. One of the Menudo members said he was sexually abused by that man.
They did also point in the hearing to the way that they killed their mother as having a complete and total disregard for human life and thinking that they did not quite have the remorse for that they felt necessary to walk among the populace again.
She survived the initial shot. Is that correct?
They ran out of shotgun shells in the shotgun. She was laying on the ground.
Still
alive.
I
don't mean to be too graphic.
Yeah.
They went out to the car to get more shells, came back in and
made sure that she didn't walk out of the house.
I don't want to be too graphic.
Okay.
Testimony indicates she knew about the abuse. I'm not saying it's okay that they did what they did. I'm saying in the court of law, when that evidence is presented, that is a mitigating circumstance to the point that they would have been released a long time ago had that testimony been allowed in the second trial the way that it was in the first.
Well, and California has an interesting law where you're judged differently if you commit a violent act when you're younger than the age of 26.
Yes, 26. They've aligned it with healthcare and everything else.
Huh. Well,
I'm disappointed. I'm not surprised.
Okay. A Kansas City man was arrested and charged over the weekend in connection with a shooting that left two adults injured. This is the ATV.
Yes, they caught the guy.
Yeah, the story that we brought you last week about, you know, these ATVs and dirt bike gangs roaming around the city. Lonnie Waits was charged with two counts of first degree assault, three counts of armed criminal action, and one count of unlawful use of a weapon. This stems from a shooting involving a group of ATVs and dirt bikes that allegedly followed a vehicle. The Kansas City Police Department called for tips regarding an incident on August 16th.
The 27th and Grand.
Mm-hmm. Police said the group followed the vehicle for several blocks before shooting into the car, which had young children inside.
One of the bullets missed the nephew's car seat, the toddler that was in the car, by about 12 inches, Scott.
It was a 2-year-old and a 14-year-old, apparently.
The car was, I think they were they a DoorDasher, Sam, I want to say? They were making a delivery, and then 10 ATVs and dirt bikes surrounded that car, kicking on it, trying to get them to pull over.
Was there a beef, or were they random?
We don't know, and the guy said he does not understand why the car was surrounded. Keep in mind, two adults in the car were struck by gunfire.
Yeah. Well, I think one was hit in the back.
The full family was together doing DoorDash?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, if that's your job, that's how you're making the living, you can't leave a 2-year-old at home. You know, I get it. It's late at night. It was, what, 2 a.m. or 1 a.m. or something
like that? Did you read this? Oh, this drove me crazy. That one of the tipsters said he is a known, let me find the exact, that he is basically a known member of these bikes that go around traumatizing people all over town.
He is allegedly part of a criminal group that participates in illegal car shows and street racing. It was their trip to a gas station that allowed police to get a clear view of Waits' face.
I thought that that's how they would have done that. Backtrack on the cameras. They have to take the helmet off at some point.
Hmm. A relative of Waits said that they believe that Waits was, quote, capable of violence, but was hesitant to provide information to authorities, as they said they were concerned about retaliation from members of the criminal group.
Okay, so if you know he's a member of this criminal group, what do we do about the other members of the criminal group? Is there no punishment?
Live in fear of them.
No punishment for there were 10 dirt bikes and ATVs that did this.
Right.
Is there no punishment for anybody else? You go after the one with the gun? You don't think the others didn't have a gun?
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
What does possibility mean to you? That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summits, sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You know, earlier today when I was doing a modicum amount of research and show prep, the K-State quarterback's dad and brother getting into a fight in Ireland was generating some local attention. It is now on NBCNews.com.
Well, I feel my heart just breaks
for him.
Avery,
yeah.
Yes.
It's gone Alonzo Washington National.
Well, everybody's going to know his name at least. No such thing as bad publicity, as long as you're not the one causing the bad publicity.
Apple TV Plus, known for psychological thriller Severance. Of course, Ted Lasso, The Morning Show, is raising its monthly subscription price by $3 starting on August 21st.
$3?
Going up $3. New subscribers in the United States will now pay $12.99 per month. That is up from $9.99 for the streaming service. The annual subscription price will stay the same at $99 per year. In March, the information, I'm assuming that's some sort of news outlet, reported that Apple is losing more than $1 billion a year on its streaming service. $1 billion a year. They spent more than $5 billion a year on content since launching the service in 2019.
I was going to say, that's nobody's fault but their own, because they're spending so much on their productions.
They have 40.4 million subscribers.
That's crazy.
How are you losing money?
Exactly.
Not just that show. I mean, they have an entire catalog of shows.
It's the same thing with Netflix saying, we're not making enough money. And it's like, okay, well, you bring in billions of dollars a year. Well, they're also shelling out billions because of the production quality they're looking for on certain programs.
So Netflix has 300 million paid subscribers. I thought it would be more than that.
Which, by the way, that did not jump significantly when they cut down on password sharing. Yes, I'm still boycotting.
Sam, is it time to maybe set aside your differences?
No.
So that you could watch outstanding content that we all enjoy.
I am sad that I have not seen Happy Gilmore 2.
That's the only thing you think you've missed?
I told you you were welcome to come over to my house.
And I will take you up on that offer as soon as I have time. But I will not be buying Netflix again.
But Sam, you were cheating the system. Were you not?
No, I was doing exactly what the CEO told me to do.
Yes.
Until they realized that we need to make more money to satisfy the stockholders, And we can't do that if we're doing.
Here's another example, Sam. Bags used to fly free on Southwest. Bags no longer fly free on Southwest.
Are you going to boycott Southwest?
Are you going to run through the ticket gate with your bags and say, no, I'm doing exactly what you told me I could do.
CEO originally promised that bags fly free.
Well, if I need to fly somewhere and there's another ticket that is cheaper than Southwest, I will, yes, choose not Southwest.
When we get back, by the way, we all got this text from a good friend of the program today that Southwest is changing its policy with respect to those passengers who may need additional seating room. I don't know why.
We did?
It's always very awkward to have this conversation, but it is a conversation that needs to be had.
It's a real problem.
And we will have it. Why does the airline what?
Why is the airline the one getting more money? If they're encroaching on my seat, shouldn't I get a little bit of that?
Look, I don't fly often enough for this to be an issue, but if you are... Or if you know someone who might need a seatbelt extender, this policy affects those folks. I don't like talking about it.
We're not even talking about it yet, and you're uncomfortable.
I don't know
why. She is squirming. Did you see that?
Your toes hurt?
The policy begins in January. Passengers who cannot be accommodated in a single plane seat will be required to purchase a second seat ahead of time. And then, quote,
How do you know that they won't be able to sit in the seat until you get them into the seat?
Scott, we're going to talk about it.
Seat next to them is already sold?
I don't know.
Move them to the fat row in the back?
I don't know. I don't like talking about it. But, you know, one of our friends texted us a photo 3 months ago, and there was a gentleman in the seat next to her that was half over into her seat.
I've been there.
And it's, you know, that's not fair to her either.
When my brother and I were flying back from Charlotte, North Carolina in 2017, having gone to my uncle's funeral, my brother had the window seat, I had the middle seat, and there was a woman in the aisle seat, and let's just say that she was taking half of mine. And I'm not the smallest guy on the planet.
You were intimately acquainted with each other's thigh space.
We swapped sweat on our arms.
Oh, gross.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.